Welcome to day number 11. We're up to Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis, and as we start to see, this Perek deals with tefillah more generally. Says our Mishnah, Rabbi Chunah ben Akana, Hai mispala b'chnisas of the Beis HaMedrash u'tziyaso, tefillah katzara. When Rabbi Chunah was entering and leaving the Beis HaMedrash, he would say a short tefillah, like before and after he learned Torah. So Amru lo, the Chum said to him, Ma makam tefillah zu? What place is there for this tefillah? What is this, right? We know regular tefillah, the set tefillah that we talked about in the last Mishnah. Shemona Esrei we'll talk about in the next, in the last Mishnah. Shemona Esrei that we'll talk about in the next Mishnah. But what is this kind of new ad hoc tefillah? Amar lahem, he said to them, Bechnisasi, when I enter, ani mispal shelo tera takala ayadi. I daven that no harm should come about through my Torah learning. So what does that mean? So I think the answer that resonates most with me, and I think is one of the most common explanations, is that he says, listen, I'm doing my very best. I go to the Beis Medrash, I grapple with halacha, I try to do my very best to uncover and to come up with the actual most authentic halacha, to have a relationship with you, Hashem. If I mess up, so in my own relationship, so okay, I'm doing my best. Hashem, I think you'll be okay if I made a mistake. I'm doing my best. I'm authentic in the process. I'm sincere, you know that. But let's say someone asks me a question, a halacha question, and I give them the wrong explanation. I give them the wrong halacha, and they end up keeping the wrong halacha because of me, right? I don't want that on my cheshbon, right? I don't want someone else's relationship to halacha, someone else's relationship to Hashem, to be harmed because of me. So please, Hashem, help me not make that mistake. Help me not harm people's relationship or people's observance of halacha because of me. Uvitziyasi, when I leave, and you know, Sein Hodai Achalki, I would give great praise to Hashem for my lot in Torah learning. So to say, I'd praise Hashem, say how unbelievable it is that I get an opportunity to learn Torah, that I have the knowledge that I have, that opportunity to connect with you, Hashem, in this way. So those are the tefillahs that he'd say. By the way, technically the halacha is that we're supposed to say a tefillah like this before and after we learn Torah as well. Most of us don't end up doing that, but it's a really beautiful concept. I would just say as a brief aside, why is this Mishnah here? Right, we were just talking about set tefillah. So why is this Mishnah here? So one possibility is that, yeah, once we talked about set tefillah, now we're going to talk about other types of tefillah. But I think the more general explanation, the more common explanation, is that there's a beautiful concept that after we go to a shul, we should go to a Beis Medrash. Maybe not literally, but the idea is that after we daven, we should learn a little bit of Torah. That's why a rabbi probably gives a Dvar Torah after davening, right? We should always juxtapose those two things. So once last Mishnah was talking about set tefillah, so now we have a story of what Rav Chunah would do when he would leave the shul and go to a Beis Medrash. He would say another tefillah before he learned. Okay, Mishnah Gimel. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, b'chol yom mispal adam shmona esrei. Every single day, a person should daven shmona esrei. Now that might seem obvious to us. It might seem intuitive to us. Why is the Mishnah telling us this? Because the truth is, tefillah wasn't always like that, right? Sometimes, at one point, tefillah was just tefillah. It was just davening. Every day, there was always a mitzvah. The person always had to daven. But prayer looked like different things at different times, at different people. At one point, Chazal came in and says, here's a set text. We should really daven a set text. We can discuss what the merits of that are. But they said you should daven Shmona Esrei, 18 brachos, which is now 19 brachos. It says, Rav Gamliel, that's what we should do every single day. Besides for the general tefillahs, the personal tefillahs that we have, or the more personal tefillahs, we should absolutely daven Shmona Esrei every single day, and in fact, three times a day. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Mein Shmona Esrei. No, it doesn't have to be actual Shmona Esrei. It can be like Shmona Esrei. What does that mean, like Shmona Esrei? So either it means that you can just say an abbreviated version of every bracha. You just say the first words and the last words. Or, which is the most common explanation, is that you can say the bracha of V'havineinu. V'havineinu is one paragraph, a short paragraph, that has elements of all of the brachos of Shmona Esrei. Right? It references all of the brachos and ends with Barachat Hashem Shemei Tefillah. And it's this opportunity to basically say the entire Shmona Esrei in one small paragraph. So to Yeshua, you don't have to say the whole Shmona Esrei, you can just say Bahavinenu. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva comes in and says, no, it's both and neither, right? What does he say? Im Shagur Tefillah Subafiv. If tefillah is fluent in your mouth, if it's something that you're familiar with, so you spell Shmona Esrei, then you should absolutely say the full Shmona Esrei every single day. V'im lav, but if not, Me'in Shmona Esrei, you can say the shorter bracha of Bahavinenu. Why is it that nowadays we're not really so familiar with V'havineinu? There are some, but why don't we say this? So I would offer, it's my own explanation, but I think it's true, and it's a sociological answer. And I think the answer is that nowadays, I would imagine that we're all in the category of Shagura Tefillah Subafiv, that tefillah is fluent in our mouths. Why? We have Siddurim. We have so many types of Siddurim that everyone could have access to tefillah. Right? That wasn't true back then. Back in the day, you'd have to memorize Shmona Esrei, and that was really hard. Right? So if you weren't familiar with it already, it was really difficult to master it. But nowadays, we all have that access. We all have access to Siddurim. So we should absolutely do our best to say the full Shmona Esrei. That having been said, we do paskin like Rabbi Akiva. So the bracha of Bahavineinu is still something that technically can be said if you're, let's say, in a pinch, you're in a bind, you don't have a sitter, you're not in a space to be able to remember Shmona Esrei because you don't have so much kavana for whatever the situation is. So maybe I'll just post the text of Bahavineinu in our chat. But But generally, we continue always say Shemona Esrei, as you know, because we have access to Siddurim, I think, so that we should be able to become familiar with and fluent in Shemona Esrei.